Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a great weekend. We sure did. I especially love something special we did during church yesterday, the Palm Sunday processional. It's like a big parade with kids marching through the sanctuary, waving palm branches and shouting, "Hosanna!" Like with the Living Nativity on Christmas Eve, this is a chance for us to act out what happened in the Bible story for the day. It was a big holiday weekend in the city of Jerusalem. This was a very important city at the time, and people would travel from all over to be there, kind of like how people go to New York City for New Year's or New Orleans for Mardi Gras. So, the city was jam-packed. Jesus had been going around for 3 years telling people about God's love for them. He would tell stories and give teachings. He would go to parties to make friends and even sometimes heal people who were sick. As word got around about what he was doing, people got really excited. He was making them feel loved and cared for. He seemed like a much better leader than the people who were in charge at the time. Some of them only cared about themselves and made decisions that didn't treat everyone fairly. But Jesus was different. When people spent time with him, or they heard stories about what he was saying and doing, they felt like God had sent him to make things right. He gave them hope that life could be better and would get better. So, when word got out that Jesus was coming to town for the big holiday weekend, a bunch of people rushed out to see him. They cut branches off the palm trees and started waving them around, making it feel like a big welcoming party. That's the part we recreated with the kids at church on Palm Sunday. Have you ever gotten really excited about seeing someone? Maybe when a grandparent comes to visit from far away, you bounce off the walls with excitement. Here in Grace Harbor, we occasionally have therapy dogs visit the public library where kids get to read to them, and my daughter counts down the days every time it's coming up. When you think of an example, go ahead and share it with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Anytime we have family coming to visit, both of my kids get really excited. When the special guests pull up in the driveway, they start jumping up and down and squealing with delight. Once my wife or I open the front door, they go running out to greet them. And that's pretty much exactly what happened on Palm Sunday. The crowd saw Jesus coming down the road toward the city, and they ran out and lined the streets to welcome him. It looked like a big parade. As they waved the palm branches, they shouted, "Hosanna," which means, "Save us now." They were saying to Jesus, "We want you to be in charge because we think you will make things better." Some even thought he should be made a king right then and there. Now, not everyone was happy to see Jesus, and they were especially upset at how much the crowd seemed to love him. But we'll talk more about that later this week. For now, I wonder if we can put ourselves in the shoes of the people who were there that day. We have things in our lives that are going well, but we also have some challenges. Things we want fixed, but we can't seem to figure it out by ourselves. There are things going on in the world that don't seem right, but they also seem really big, and we don't even know where to start. We know God loves us and wants what's best for us and the world, but we aren't quite sure when or how God's going to do anything about it. And then someone says that Jesus is coming, the one who always seems to have the right answer, the one who cares for anyone he meets, no matter whether they're a big, important person or a normal person. And when people come to him with their challenges, they always leave feeling loved and cared for. Well, that's not just something that happened once a long time ago. The same Jesus that came to help people then is here to help us today. That's why we have church every Sunday and why we do things like wave palm branches on Palm Sunday. We get together to celebrate and welcome Jesus today. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the excitement of welcoming people we love. Our hearts are full of joy because we know that when these special people are with us, life is better. This week, as Easter approaches, we especially want to welcome you, the one who knows and loves us more than we could ever imagine. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.